94.8 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. After making devastating landfall in the Caribbean, Hurricane Beryl, now a Cat 4 storm with sustained winds of 150 miles per hour, is heading for Jamaica. CBS News Miami's Tanya Francois says South Florida organizations are preparing to help islands in need of supplies.
The need is great, as islands like Grenada, Caracou, Barbados have already been hit.
Caracou, everything's leveled. No roof is standing.
As Beryl churns, Jamaica is in her cone. Relief is already being prepared for them, too.
We're asking all Jamaicans here, tell your Jamaicans back home to prepare.
With a mercury anywhere from the upper 90s to near 110 in the California Bay Area, some folks in the Vallejo area got out of the coast early, to the coast, that is, early before the heat of the day really set in.
You just find some shade and a fan and, just hang out. Try not to move around too much, you know.
Robert Towne, the Oscar-winning screenplay writer of Chinatown, The Last Detail, and other acclaimed films, has died. He was 89. His 1975 movie Shampoo starred Warren Beatty as a hairdresser.
The customers, they come to me. I'm the one they want. If I open a shop, they're going to leave and they're going to come to me. You'd be surprised. I got a lot of heads.
Robert Towne's publicist says that Towne died yesterday at his home in L.A. No word on cause of death. Texas Congressman Lloyd Doggett becomes the first current Democratic member of Congress to publicly call on President Biden to withdraw from the race after his debate performance. CBS's Wei Zhejiang.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said,
I think it's a legitimate question to say, is this an episode or is this a condition?
In response, the White House said the president had a cold and a bad night.
Was he taking any medication that would have interfered with his
performance? He was not taking any cold medication.
After the debate, did the president get examined by a doctor or did he get a neurological scan?
Just to take a step back, it was a bad night. We understand that it was a bad night.
Sentencing for former President Donald Trump in his so-called hush money case is postponed until September 18th in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's immunity decision. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
What it means is that the judge is going to at least consider the question as to whether or not there are any official acts here that could have affected the jury's verdict.
An update from CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood on the extended stay by the crew of the Boeing Starliner aboard the International Space Station.
They're actually ground firing some of those same thrusters this week out in New Mexico to see if they can figure out exactly what happened up in space.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The new chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is on the job. James Beebe started work Monday. He replaces Joe Gao, who was fired last December for making online pornography with his wife. Gao is still fighting to keep his tenured professorship at UWL. The Biden administration wants to increase tariffs on $18 billion worth of imports from China. Arthur Stamoulis is with the Trade Justice Education Fund. He says the CHIPS Act and the Inflation Reduction Act have been good for American manufacturing.
There were more new factories built in the U.S. in 2023 than at any point in the last three decades. And these tariffs are going to help protect that investment.
Stamoulis says the tariff plan would safeguard good-paying American jobs from unfair competition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Rockies tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Rockies in game two of their four-game series in Denver. Last night, the Rockies held on to win 8-7 in 10 innings. Brewers outfielder Garrett Mitchell finally back in action after a year plagued with injuries, shoulder surgery, a broken left hand, a hamstring.
I mean, the thing is for me, it's like obviously I've missed a lot of times with unfortunate circumstances. But like the work, just even on the mental side that I put in, I feel like has helped me kind of stay in tune with everything that's been going on.
Mitchell with a hit last night in two at-bats. How good is he? Christian Yelich.
Oh, we'll see. I mean, you know, he really hasn't played a ton of games. You know, he's a special athlete when he's out there. He might be the fastest guy on the team.
NBA, the Bucks signing 32-year-old guard DeLon Wright, whose last team was the Miami Heat. College football, Hardy Watts, one of the highest-ranked offensive linemen, has committed to Wisconsin. 6'6", 290 pounds out of Dexter High near Boston, the same school where JFK graduated from. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered storms this evening, then clearing overnight, and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and less humid for tomorrow. Nice day with a high in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms for the 4th of July. Highs in the upper 70s and rain still likely on Friday. Currently at 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, tune in tomorrow. It's Pat Kreitlow's birthday. He'll be here to celebrate along with Trigvi Olsen of the Lincoln Project. And we'll take a look at signers on the Declaration of Independence. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Today's poem is "The Supreme Court Sucks." The Supreme Court sucks. 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 Supreme Court sucks. The 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 Supreme Court sucks. Today's poem, "Supreme Court Sucks," by Jeff Smith. It's a work in progress. Thank you very much. The applause. If people have additional stanzas they'd like to offer, the call-in line is 202-808-9925, as we've done before. We could write a poem together. You might have concepts. They might rhyme. They might not. We can see if we can weave them together so that by the end of the program, we have a poem with even more elucidated ideas or greater detail, perhaps some specificity to add to what we have now, which is the basic skeleton, the fundamental idea, the theme, if you will, as well as perhaps the chorus, maybe as well the title, perhaps even the conclusion. But I could imagine adding some flesh to those bones. You might have some flesh to offer. Maybe some of that flesh has been extracted by the Supreme Court. Maybe you are not one of the entities like the previous executive, like an oil company, who's being given unfettered power. Maybe you're not one of the localities that can now do whatever you want to a homeless person without any risk that it is cruel and unusual. If you're one of those special entities that is being given unfettered power in the Supreme Court, you might want to offer a contra poem. And then there might be poems written about you. But for now, we have at least one poem. As Thoreau said, we're not here to do everything, but here to do one thing. We can't say all the things, but we could say one thing. And for now, one thing I want to say is the Supreme Court sucks. Call-in number is 202-808-9925. It's 202-808-9925. This is the Tom Hartman Program. You have tuned in correctly. Sitting in for him is me, your favorite substitute teacher. My name is Jeff Smith. You're you. What else you want to talk about today? I played basketball last night. And in my basketball game, this guy actually argued the case from Grants Pass, that was saying that under some circumstances, some conduct towards the homeless community, if you give them no opportunity for real housing, that it can be treated as cruel and unusual. And the Supreme Court said no, homelessness, people experiencing homelessness have no protection in the Constitution. And I said, I'm sorry. In fact, I walked in to the game and I put my finger of scorn in the air. If you're not aware of which the finger of scorn is, you can probably guess. If you still want help, you have five fingers. Either way you count, it tends to be the third one you count to. And I lifted up my finger of scorn and I said the PG-13 or maybe R-rated version of today's poem, in part in solidarity, because I knew a massive career achievement for him was to, in fact, bring a case to the Supreme Court. And he responded, no, and he said, yeah, we're never, and this game, and the basketball game, the score is never allowed to be 6-3, which I thought was pretty funny. 6-3 is the new Satan's number. Satan's number is 6-3. Anytime you see 6-3 anything, anybody who tries to say my height is 6-3, we're going for 6-4 from now on. My basketball height is 6'5 because they add an inch and a quarter in shoes. I'm just a little under 6'4. But I can't be 6'3. My dad used to be 6'3. He cannot be. Now, fortunately, he's shrunk. So I think he's now like 6'1¾. So what I'm saying is, anytime you see 63 in there, 6'3, that is the mark of the beast. It is Satan's number. The other thing he said, though, he said, no, the case is real bad. And just mine, it's not just immunity when it's Chevron. It's get rid of Chevron deference. And he's right. That's the one that is going to topple public structures and the apparatus of human protection in our country and give more than a cottage industry to corporate lawyers who want to offer unfettered power. So that's the inspiration of today's poem. The calls are starting to light up. So in fact, Mark, I think we have time for Mark to hear. We're working on the Supreme Court poem. If you have lines, don't mind me as I may even type in a thought. So, Mark, you may have something to add or subtract.
Well, I wrote a short poem this morning on that very topic. It's just called King Biden. But
does it have as much as much linguistic eloquence as the one I provided?
Maybe slightly more, okay. Maybe a little bit more.
All right, go ahead.
So I call it King Biden. So the fascist six just anointed the president to be king. The fascist six represent the rich where money and corruption sing. Biden is an honest man, but he was given new SCOTUS tools. He has immunity for official acts, arresting SCOTUS should be his first rule. King Biden can use his DOJ and go after his political enemies. These enemies are a threat to democracy and would be an official remedy. Arrest the judges who violated the Constitution with absolute ease. Throw them in prison without due process. It's an official act. Oh, please. King Biden should arrest right now those in the Heritage Foundation. King Biden has an official act to protect democracy in our nation. Project 2025 is the blueprint to overthrow the law. King Biden has the power now to make arrests his official cause. If violence ensues from the new king, declare, dispense martial law, like a martial in democracy parade. What conclusions can you draw? Do two wrongs make a right if democracy should prevail? Let's start with arresting the fascist six and throw their asses in jail. There you go.
Very good. You also applaud. We should have a studio audience here. There's a lot of applause this morning, and you received some. And we're not ranking poems this morning, but I will say your poem has more words than mine. and it rhymed. It's a definitional question of whether something rhymes if it's just the same word at the end of the line each time. So one could argue mine rhymed, but it'd be a pretty tenuous argument. Yours clearly did, and I appreciated the meter as well. So Mark, thank you very much for calling in, and thanks for the poem.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it. Thanks, brother.
Be well. And Mark's point brings up something that's, of course, we want to be silly because otherwise how are we getting through this? But there's a point that's well beyond silliness, and that is if you allow bad people to do things, if you create a new system of laws or unlaws that allows for the executive to do any number of bad things, the problem is the bad people want to do those things, and the good people won't want to do those good things. And if we continue to just empower the worse and worse parts of us, then we will continue to empower the worse and worse parts of us. This is Tom's show. This is your show. I'm Jeff, 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's a new way to start a show today. See how we do. 202-808-9925.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's, or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about Buy Now, Pay Later services. You might know some of these names. Klarna, Affirm, Afterpay. These are where when you're shopping online, instead of buying something all at once, you could just pay 25% of the cost and then pay the rest off in installments. Well, turns out more and more folks are missing repayments. A recent Credit Karma survey found that 40% of Buy Now, Pay Later customers have missed their repayments. And that means fees, high interest payments. I mean like 36% interest, which turns these services from, oh, maybe useful, to, whoa, this is costing me way more than I expected. Buy now, pay later services don't help your credit score, but they can hurt it. Not worth the risk. Those companies really mean that pay later part. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? According to Dr. Marty, there's one major red flag to be looking out for, and that's cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower, older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy or organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs, and something that you will love. You'll save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text T-H-O-M 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. All dogs go to heaven. All right. The theme of the show today, the debate that we are going to have is, does the Supreme Court suck? The thesis statement is that the Supreme Court does, in fact, suck. 6-3 is the new mark of the beast. It is Satan's number. It's going to drive us away from democracy towards oligarchy. We should all be very concerned about it. And if you have portions of the argument that need to be considered, or questions that you have, or pieces of the poem that we can write together, right? Consider them stanzas. They could even just be notions that could inform a stanza within the symphony, thematically speaking, the Supreme Court sucks that we are discussing today. We would welcome those. Let's go to AJ from La Mesa, California. You're on the air, AJ.
Jefferson, good day. How are you?
I'm good.
Got a brief comment, if I can share that with you.
Fire away.
I've been posted a couple of newspapers already. Quote, thanks to six neo-fascist ideologues and religious zealots on the Supreme so-called, quote, court, close quote, five of which appointed by presidents who lost the popular vote, handpicked by Leonard Leo and the Federalist Society, plus what replaced Thurgood Marshall, whose decisions completely eschew history and tradition, much less long-established precedent, as well as evidence-based reality itself, but rather issue decisions comprised of completely preformed conclusions, which they then work backwards, performing contortionist gyrations of absurd reasoning to justify. The American experiment is now in its greatest peril since the Civil War.
I appreciate the call. I will offer comment. AJ, appreciate you. So, disagree with nothing. What can we learn? There's something on my mind that may have thoughts. Let me offer a couple things. What Leonard Leo has pulled off is one of the most successful, most impactful political projects in American history. And we can't just let the very end of the term, the end of June, beginning of July, once a year, when we pay attention to this. In fact, one of the reasons over the last 50 years that movement has been able to foment that wave has been able to crest and crash down upon the freedoms and protections of everybody, making us unsafe and less free with every term the Supreme Court goes into session, is that not enough of us were paying enough attention. The Supreme Court seems like it happens slowly. It also happens in complex fashion. It also happens intermittently, right? The Olympics don't happen every year, but they happen with great fanfare. It also happens quietly. We're not allowed to have TV cameras within the Supreme Court, which I think is wrong at this point. I mean, they're getting away with murder over there, in part because people don't get to see Clarence Thomas falling asleep, asking nothing, saying nothing. Don't get a chance to see these people being so inhumane in how they think about problems. It's exactly how board of directors would like to operate if what it wanted to do was, like, pollute a bunch. It wouldn't want anybody to see what was going on. I know the risk about cameras in courthouses, right? I know what happened with the OJ trial, etc. But at this point, the lack of sunlight in the Supreme Court in so many ways, lack of accountability in the Supreme Court in so many ways, we have unelected kings engaging in the highest level of hypocrisy, which is saying something in the political arena, the highest level of hypocrisy since I've been paying attention. And what I mean is this. This right-wing judicial movement, this Federalist Society Leonard Leo thing, this thing that Alexander's and others are working in belated fashion, I'm not blaming him, he's picking up the flag because it wasn't picked up nearly enough over the last 50 years. What they have identified is that you've got to be perpetually diligent. You've got to be perpetually diligent in working on the courts. And we can't let, we can't only pay attention a little bit. We can't only pay attention once a year. We can't only pay attention after one big case and then go back to our knitting. We've got to stick to the knitting of doing this. We start the knitting of doing this. We've got to pay attention to the courts every single election. Every single Senate election, every single presidential election, we got to pay attention to the courts. Because right now, their big move, everything they're doing to rig third-party candidates, everything they're doing to rig the media to try to suggest that somehow Biden is less fit for office than Donald Trump, I mean, come on, man. Everything they're doing is so they can get Senate races. It's a tough year for Democrats in the Senate just in terms of what seats are available. And they get that in the presidency, and they get to lock in this 6-3 Satan's number for a lot longer. We have got to be paying attention to the courts, continue to pay attention to the courts. I also open one lesson, I'll talk about this going forward, is that political projects over time can be successful. That is a lesson that should be inspiring to us. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Learn from the moment. Don't be a prisoner of the moment. 202-808-9925.
February is recognized as National Heart Health Month, but talking about supporting heart health isn't enough. Nearly half of all U.S. adults have heart health concerns. One thing I do is take my SuperBeats heart chews every day. It helps with my blood pressure, is good for my heart, and the chews are both tasty and convenient to take. Just two SuperBeats heart chews a day give you the cardiovascular support and promote the heart-healthy energy you need every day. SuperBeats heart chews combines non-GMO beets and clinically researched grapeseed extract shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. In addition to a healthy diet and exercise, supplementing your efforts with SuperBeats heart chews for your daily routine is an easy decision to make to support healthy blood pressure and heart health. And now when you buy a bag of SuperBeats heart chews, you can get a second bag for 50% off, plus free shipping. When you make your purchase at superbeatsradio.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com/Tom, superbeatsradio.com/Tom.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. A hurricane is headed toward Jamaica after earlier making landfall in the Southeast Caribbean, killing at least six people. CBS's Tom Hansen is in Montego Bay.
This is shaping up to be a powerful storm, even if it has been downgraded from a Category 5. That Category 4, no joke, that is 130 miles per hour to 165 mile per hour winds.
Screenwriter Robert Towne has died. He was 89. He wrote the screenplay for the 1975 film Shampoo.
You know, I think you got exactly the same eyes as your mother, and your chin's a little bit like hers too.
No, it isn't.
No, and my eyes aren't workers either. They're not.
Town won an Academy Award for the Chinatown screenplay. Illinois Democratic Congressman Mike Quigley says he isn't at this point calling for President Biden to leave the race.
We have to be honest with ourselves that it wasn't just a horrible night, but I won't go beyond that.
More and more Democrats are, however. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The teenager charged with beating an employee to death at Lincoln Hills Prison was supposed to be in a different facility, but Republican state lawmakers withheld funding that would have paid for the transfer. Governor Evers' office tells the Journal Sentinel Republicans have been thwarting youth prison reforms in Wisconsin for years. 15,000 delegates and other guests descend on Milwaukee in less than 2 weeks. Allison Prangy leads the RNC Post Committee. She tells WYSN-TV's Up Front she hopes convention-goers leave with a lasting impression.
It's a great city for your family. It's a great place to work. And we're excited for people to get a chance to experience that.
But not everyone's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that RNC bookings have been disappointing and a failure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Kids films are saving the box office this summer. The latest family-friendly flick, Despicable Me 4, opens July 3rd and is expected to dethrone Inside Out 2. The fourth installment of the animated series is expected to pull in between $100 and $125 million over the five-day holiday weekend. The film stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Melissa Etheridge told People.com that David Crosby was really generous with his sperm. In addition to being a good friend to Etheridge, Crosby is the biological father to her kids. While promoting her new docuseries, Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken, Etheridge says it was Crosby's wife who suggested her husband lend a hand. And he did. There is no word yet on whether the actual donation scene was reenacted for the docuseries, but if you give it a watch and see a man who looks like Crosby pour himself a glass of wine, dim the lights, and put on soft music while alone, turn the channel as quick as is humanly possible. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any showers out there ending? We'll see cloudy skies in the overnight, lower 60s, and light winds. For your Wednesday, we'll have a mostly sunny sky, a couple of showers possible in the afternoon. West winds breezy and highs in the lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Pat Kreitlow. Wednesday is my birthday, the big 6-0. What are we doing on the show? Whatever I feel like, because I'm old and I can do whatever I want.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Was against judicial activism. Their argument was that courts should be humble. And they shouldn't act as unelected kings. And because they have the propensity to act as unelected kings, they have to really be particularly careful with precedent and not insert their own ideological viewpoint too much. This was the great critique of the Warren Court and then the Burger Court to the extent that Warren Court principles lingered. This helped garner millions and millions and millions of dollars of contributions to build the Federalist Society, to pay for Clarence Thomas trips. And now, of course, we know that that whole project was a lie. They weren't worried about humility. They were worried about the kind of freedom that wasn't only for the already powerful. They weren't worried about courts who went too far. They were worried about courts that interrupted their power. They weren't worried about rooting judicial principles within precedent. They're worried about any precedent that didn't serve their financial and ideological objectives. The whole thing was a lie. The whole project was a lie. Theme today is the Supreme Court sucks. But I'm not the only one who needs to say so. Let's go to Jim from Long Beach, California. How you doing, Jim?
Good morning, Jeff. I want to argue this SCOTUS case because I think it's not, well, I'm not against or in favor or against the decision. The attempt, here's the argument, the attempt to overthrow an election is not an official act of a former President Trump. It is a criminal act of candidate Trump. He is candidating himself to the next term while seeking office.
No,
therefore, not immune and totally prosecutable. Fight me.
No, Jim. Appreciate the argument, and I think that will be the argument. That's why the case is not dismissed. The case is set down to a lower court. The reason is surprising, what was the phrase yesterday? Shocking but not surprising was a good way to put it. I thought is that they delayed the case. And they broaden presidential power, reduce presidential accountability, not a humble thing to do. But it didn't resolve the question. Now, of course, it was almost like they added a push and shove dictionary. Look up push, it says shove. Look up shove, it says push. Right? So, well, they immune? Well, it was an official act. Okay, now you just have to argue whether it was an official act. And that will be the argument, a mixed question of law and fact in the lower courts that will probably make it back to the Supreme Court. Probably maybe a strong word, but that'd be my bet. It might end up back there. They may try to avoid the factual question, but they at least want to make it to where it's after the election. And here's the thing. Each of these people is really smart, right? You don't get on the Supreme Court in the modern day. I mean, almost all of them went to Harvard or Yale. You only get to be on the Supreme Court if you had a high LSAT score, right? That's kind of the thing. All of them can process information. And five or six of them are, in fact, political operatives, right? They see their work through a political lens. They were recruited as such. That is the Federalist Society project. So they understand timelines. They understood the dump that you do on a Friday when you don't want a bunch of discussion, when you don't want people to remember on Monday what you did because you want to say, oh, Chevron deference, most people don't know what that is. We'll just rely on the right-wing media, which dominates almost all of radio, to avoid it or justify it and move on to other things. And, hey, it'll be the Olympics soon. Thankfully, this Tom Hartman program, at least there's some people who have a chance to talk about it. Thank you for being some of those people. But so it was shocking, if not surprising, everything they did. And you are absolutely right, it does not resolve the question. It does not, in a final, ultimate way, does not dismiss any possibility of further analysis. It requires further analysis, and therefore, is it an official act? And of course it was not. Of course it was not. But who will get to decide that? What federal court? At the factual level, what federal court at the appellate level and at the Supreme Court level? Who will then decide greater contours of what is included within official conduct? But here's the other thing that I was saying about timeline. If then the current operation is successful to undermine the Democratic nominee and to wipe clean the memories of sufficient Americans, they don't realize what a disaster the first Trump term, hopefully only Trump term, was. A million people died, at least 500,000 more than needed to, because of his ham-fisted approach dealing with COVID. What are the presidents? Killed 500,000 people. And if that verb is too active, under what misfeasance and malfeasance by another president has led to an extra 500,000 people dying? Ever. Not that many people typically die in modern military conflicts where the United States is directly involved. So put up war, what else you got? Trying to wipe clean the memory of the tanked economy, of his browbeating of the Fed, which led them then needing to too much elevate interest rates because they hadn't managed them enough because Donald Trump was bullying them and they listened to the bullying. Of what was happening at the border with children in cages, of what was happening with our courts, what was happening with basic decency and principles of governance, what was happening with the erosion of the Western Alliance and NATO, what was happening with the emboldening of Russia and their plans to start reaching out back to a conquering age, knowing they've got Manchurian candidate in the wings. The effort to try to wipe that memory, if it is successful, has another result, which is then probably the presumption is this current Supreme Court would say, well, he's got to be immune while he's at office, so we'll put this, kick this can down the road again. And maybe Donald Trump doesn't make it through another. He's not a young man. He's 3 years younger than the guy that the New York Times is saying is too darn old. All right. I want to go back. I want to interview some of these people who are involved in that New York Times editorial. I want to interview them when they're 81 and ask them if they have anything worth giving anymore. The ageism that is allowed to be crept into the current discussion is getting a little toxic. I didn't like the debate result. I didn't like the debate process. I didn't like how the debate went at all. And if we think that in an age when people are living longer and longer, then we are going to start setting precedents, that we are going to cast people over the side after the age of 80, let's have another think coming. That will not be humane. It won't be smart. It won't be moral. It will lose out on all kinds of human capital. It is discriminatory in some of the worst ways. I'm fired up. Susan from Caldwell, Idaho, you're on the air.
Hi there. In referencing your first caller with that great poem, I can think where our current president can point a SEAL Team 6 type operation right now.
Yeah.
I think their building is lovingly called neo-fascist architecture, but that's even, 50 years ago, people are saying that. I'd just like to say neither one of these candidates is worth the salt, you know, that their body needs to make their cellular functions work. David Sanger, the New York Times reporter who's just come out with that great new book, The New Cold War, suggested that we all get on YouTube, find the Nixon-Kennedy debate from 1960. Don't look at it. Just listen to the sound. And the elevation of argument is like we're in another, I don't know, universe. I can't believe that those, despite the rules, that these so-called journalists who ran the debate let the fire hose of lies that came out of the Republican just go on and on and on.
Yeah.
And now we're all just talking about how we have a overwhelmed incumbent. It boggles my mind.
Yeah. And to say one thing, though, I think you and I both would have been a bit overwhelmed had we've been listening to that cascade of lies and the moderator sitting there like nothing was happening. I think it could have fooled just about anybody. Yeah.
No human could have responded to that volume and staccato rhythm of garbage.
Yeah.
And not get any, they wouldn't have said anything else. And I don't know how, and I've been listening to Jake Tapper and Dana Bash in subsequent days. They're giving themselves a victory lap.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
No.
It just shows how we're not served by our media. I just say that. How about that?
Susan, thank you for the call. No, there were so many jaw-dropping things said by Trump. And then afterwards, people are making fun of Joe Biden for dropping his jaw a little bit. I mean, come on. I was dropping my jaw a bunch of times. I'm younger, that said. We're back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Show. We'll be right back.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight-line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
It's good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Our experience with the Super Beats Healthy Heart Chews, they're powerful for healthy blood pressure, and that's something we need. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and COQ10. We feel like we're doing something really good for our blood pressure and heart health every day when we take them. Plus, there are no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Super Beats is clinically shown nearly twice as effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy COQ10 levels, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to getsuperbeats.com and using the code TOM. That's getsuperbeats, BEETS.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Take care of your heart. Welcome back, everybody. Let's go to do a speed round, try to clear the board. We have a guest coming at 10 o'clock to talk about the court. Let's go to Bob from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, geez. Hello, Jefferson. Hey, where do you even... Well, first and foremost, thank you for taking my call. Second, I'm still recovering from that knee to the groin collectively as a country from the Supreme Court yesterday.
Yeah.
Briefly, these guys are dirtbags. These guys are dangerous. These guys are suicidal. And here's the question. I am an affirmament to what you're saying, too, that Donald Trump murdered 500,000 Americans. Here's the question I have.
You there? Bob, we lost you. We're waiting with bated breath. All right. We're going to go.
We've gone to basically.
Bob, you cut out a little bit. Ask the question, or we'll have to give another crack.
The question is this, is that if they're the experts and they're not, and then now that this is essentially suicide because they're basically preventing us from protecting ourselves and saving ourselves, and they go here and are trying to destroy the democracy, here's the question for you. Isn't that not a form of dysfunction on their part that they could be removed? That's my question.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pattern of behavior.
So I think the... If you mean the Supreme Court, I think extreme measures, legal, constitutional, moral, extreme measures should be taken to address the current Supreme Court. It is going to be a toxic gift that keeps on giving. It is going to be eroding human protections, eroding human freedoms every year until it meaningfully changes, and it ain't going to meaningfully change right away. It is...
tied for the most important thing that's happening in American life right now? Because they announced their decisions in the summer, and then people, you know, misses discussion on campus. There aren't campus protests about Supreme Court decisions nearly enough when they dump them. Any school that gets out in May is done, and any of the schools that stick around through June are in the final exams. And if they wait till the end of June, all schools are out. Hey, school's out for summer. So there aren't political science classes, there aren't law school classes that dig into the maleficence that is going on in the Supreme Court. And they rely on the slow beat and the fact that they're not elected, et cetera, et cetera. And they built and built and built, and now that's cascading upon America like a pestilence. Uh-oh, that fell off my belt. Do I think they could just be removed? Disagreeing with somebody tends not to be an impeachable offense, of course, according to the current Supreme Court ideology, the current Mitch McConnell ideology. I suppose that's one of the most important filters through which they see the world. But any number of things that would absolutely have been impeachable that Donald Trump has done, had Joe Biden done them, they would have absolutely impeached him. And not only brought the case that they tried to bring, but in fact completed it. And if there had been bipartisan majority, it would have been done. But typically, you can't just oust somebody for disagreeing. That said, the Constitution would not block. The Supreme Court would say so. The Supreme Court would probably try to protect itself. But expanding the number of Supreme Court justices can absolutely be done, as can the, as could keeping Article III judges in lifetime tenure, but rotating every 12 years Supreme Court tenures, so that after 12 years somebody can then still be an Article III lifetime appointment judge, not subject to the vagaries of elections for their own livelihood, so they can keep focused on the rule of law, knock wood, cross fingers, hope so. But then there can be a greater responsiveness by the Supreme Court to what's actually happening in the country, and a little bit more accountability, because right now there isn't accountability. If you think that Roe versus Wade toppling is the only risk, it is enough of a risk for us to change the Supreme Court. It is enough of a problem, it is enough of a harm for us to make sure we don't elect Donald Trump to the White House, to make sure we don't elect a Republican majority to the U.S. House. The toppling of Roe versus Wade was enough for that, but it's not all that's happening. Go ask a homeless person at Grants Pass. Go ask anybody over the next 10 years who was getting protected by federal regulation that some polluter decides they want to undermine and can find an expensive lawyer who can then, in fact, undermine it. Find anybody who's harmed by a president who is not limited by their own principles, not limited by their own, the word I don't like enough, norms, their own good grace and conduct, their own judgment. Ask the people who are harmed by that how they feel about the Supreme Court. The judge for whom I clerked had a thing he called, is this worthy of the second coming type? Imagine he was a newspaper man years ago before he was a judge, and imagine the typeset you would use if Jesus Christ came back to earth. It would be the biggest typeset you had. This is pretty close to second coming type. This is as big a thing happening in American politics, and we have to treat it as such.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. The reason I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley, congressional candidate for the 8th District here in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.